right, everyone. Help. Good to have you back. And good to have you back with me so that you can hear me as I speak with the illustrious Miss Christine Betts, who's leading the way at the Lucy C. Laney, Lucy Craft Laney Museum again. Good to have you back in the house, too. How have you been?
Thank you. It's been such a long time.
It has been. Months and months and months, and it seems like even more months. So.
I'm going to share several things with you that we missed.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Okay, yes. So what I'm going to talk about today is just give an overview of what we've been doing this year up to now.
Okay.
And first of all, the gala was awesome. It was our first gala that was held at the end of February. Usually we do it at the 1st of February. But anyway, we had a wonderful, wonderful gala. We had good music. We had Russell Brown was our host,
right.
And he was really good. And we had, prior to this year, we only had senior people, mostly, you know, adults.
Uh-huh.
And the younger people wanted to be involved, but they didn't like our music and that kind of thing. So this year, we decided to change. It was awesome, and we had the presentation by Russell Brown and Leonard Holmes, of course, mm-hmm. and his band, and we had so many young people, and they danced until the night was
That's
over.
So what kind of music were you playing at first that the young people didn't like?
At first, we weren't doing anything.
Oh.
That's what they didn't like. They
okay.
didn't like us. We had a band, but it was, you know, okay. But young people want to dance, and
I
we didn't you. Have that. In
okay.
It. So it was very, very good. And we're going to do the same thing next year. So we had a wonderful time, and people talked about it a lot afterwards.
And that's great, Miss Betts, that you had the young people saying, we want to be engaged, we want to be involved, but we need you to do this for us. You put that piece in, they were there, which means that as long as the young people remain engaged, that helps keep the museum going.
Absolutely. And we had 200, a few more than 200. Our anticipation was that we would do 200 seats.
Mm.
So next year, I'm sure we'll have more than 200 seats, a lot more than 200 seats. But it was just really great. It was great. And the young folk just enjoyed it and talked about it. And so it was nice.
That's great. That's great. And I think it's good that you all were willing to hear what the young people were saying and respond to that the way you did rather than just dismiss what they were saying.
Right. It took a while, though. It didn't go the next year. It took a while, but it's going to continue, and it's going to be such a wonderful experience.
And I'm curious, when you say young people, are you talking about early 30s and up?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and
good.
So we had some 25th, 25, you know, that kind of thing.
Just oh, that's awesome.
But they were professional most of the time, professional.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were really good. And then we always have some young people who come, like from the sorority, we have teenagers that are in various, like Dale Teens mm-hmm. and Top Ladies, they have a group. And so we choose some of those students to be our hosts and hostesses, and they do a wonderful job. They do a wonderful job.
Awesome.
It's really good.
Wow.
So.
And that makes sense in fact, because I know a lot of people might be tempted to think, museum, even though it's all about Lucy Craft Laney, you're not going to have really young people like in their teens interested. But yet, teens are an integral part of what's going on at the museum.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they are so polite. And when they leave, they share with their friends about what has been done or will be done, because they talk about it even before and after one. So it was really good. So next year we hope to have a larger number of people, more young people, and of course we'll have the band. We all And it's always really good.
And it'll be at the end of February again?
It will be the second Saturday in February this year, because we had to go through a cycle. I wasn't aware of that, but there's a cycle that hotels and that kind of go through. And so we'll get our date back the 1st of February.
Okay.
So it will be the second Saturday in February next year. And then the next year we'll be back on target.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So what else do you have happening?
Oh, do you remember Harriet?
Harriet.
The young lady that came, she was the historian.
Oh, yes.
For our exhibition. Well, she was with us again this year.
Okay.
And she had a wonderful exhibition. And people really enjoyed it. And they stayed and really paid attention to the history of Goff, especially African Americans.
Mm.
And so she was there. And we had the exhibition 3 months. And so it was very, very good.
And there is a history of golf within the black community in America, in this area.
Oh, it was. And we have a golf tournament.
Interesting.
And we do it at the Patch.
Okay.
The municipal golf tournament. But we still call it the Patch. But anyway, the first couple of years that we had the golf tournament, it was a little slow. This year was very, very nice. And the following year, I'm sure it's going to be even better, because people are beginning to understand its importance and that they can really go to the municipal golf course just like any other golf course.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the Masters, but it matches the...
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm already excited about what's been taking place. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to stay with us, because Ms. Best is going to share some more of what is happening with regards to the historic Lucy Craft Laney Museum. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few. Program speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. from the beginning. We bring programming that is innovative and that encourages us to think ahead.